It's good to see Bill Scoggins in the house today. I got the honor of doing his wife's homecoming here last week. And Bill and Betty would have been married 70 years next month. 70 years. Wow! Phenomenal. It's amazing. 70 years. Woo! Praise the Lord. Man, I walked in here this morning. There's such a sweet spirit in this place. It was awesome. It was beautiful. God touching people, moving through people. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Praise God. Sorry I sound a little crazy, but we had National Night Out in Sydney last Friday here. And wow, it was phenomenal. We had a good time. If those of you that was with us, we were down there. It was beautiful. Lots of kids, and we just had so much fun. Well, about 7:30, though, the rain came. And watched the spider. I watched us all out. And we had to wait, and I sent everybody else on to get food. And me and Chrissy, we waited on her husband so we could get the big inflatable and put it in the truck. And you couldn't even see in front of you. It was crazy. The rain was just crazy. So he pulls up. Ryan pulls up. He didn't get out of the truck. So me and his wife took that big heavy thing. She dropped it once. Said, "Come on, Chrissy, you can do it." We got that thing, put it up in the truck. And everything, and we went and we made a mistake and went to Cassano's, so I was freezing at Cassano's for an hour and a half as I'm eating pizza and my water's dripping out of my shorts into my shoe, and something must have happened here, but hallelujah, it's okay, praise the Lord. So just bear with me if I cough or so, but I'm healed in the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so today we are going to continue the series, You Asked For It. So we gave you a survey, and we asked, what would you guys like us to speak on, and talk about, and preach on? What's some subject? And one of the subjects came up was seeds. Seeds. So Pastor Nicole last week did some seeds, or the week before, started on some seeds, and I'm going to keep on working on seeds today, and that's going to be the subject. So we're going to start out in Genesis, or start out in the beginning. And if you have your Bibles, you can open them up. As I always say, your iPad, your eye everything, or you can use your eyelids, because we're going to put it up here on the screen for you if you don't have all that other stuff. We're going to start out in Genesis 1, and we're going to read verse 11. And it starts out by saying, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and so it was. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. God's decree was that each kind of plant and tree would bear the seed of the next generation of that specific kind of plant and tree. That was the goal. So on the third day, God created seed. And listen, he has never, ever created any more seed than the seed that he created on the third day. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. But Pastor Randy, hold on now, because I hear these questions coming. But there was a flood. Yes, there was a flood. And I thought the flood wiped everything out. Well, let me tell you something. Seeds travel by air. They travel on top of water. They actually travel underneath the water. And of course, they are carried around by animals as well. So seeds have a lot of different ways that they stay around. And think about it. How, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I will. How much do you think, or how much seed do you think was in that poop that Noah had to throw overboard all the time? From all those animals for 40 days. I mean, that's a lot of poop, man. And of course, seed is carried through animals that way as well. Come on, Pastor Rick, amen? He said amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So also, if everything was wiped out, I do believe, if I read my scripture right, that somehow a dove brought back an olive branch, right? So how could everything been wiped out? And then I also read that when everything landed and all the water settled, Noah gets off the boat, and the Bible says that he even plants a vineyard. So somehow, somewhere, he also had a bunch of seeds as well. Come on, somebody, are you okay? All right, amen, amen. So now, how many of you guys have ever heard of the Doomsday Vault? What? All you people have heard of the Doomsday? I had never heard of it. How many have never heard of the Doomsday Vault? Have not heard of it? Almost as many as it does. I had never heard of it before. The Doomsday Vault is deep in the bowels of an icy mountain on an island above the Arctic Circle between Norway and the North Pole, where Santa Claus lives. And that vault is full of a resource of vital importance for the future of the human race. Now, that vault is not full of minerals. It's not full of coal. It's not full of oil. It doesn't contain top secret notes of who really shot John F. Kennedy. No, it is full of seeds. It's full of seeds. That's exactly what it is. It is basically a global seed deposit box of over 930,000 different type of seeds. 930,000 and growing. And that's not the only place in the world. There's a few other ones also around the world as well. So I can't believe that something is built like that all to protect a seed. And it's 450 feet into the mountain where nothing can be disturbed for seeds. And a lot of the seeds that are there, we don't even use anymore. The plants are not even here anymore. The vegetables and things aren't even here anymore. But the seeds are still there in case of a catastrophe. That's how important a seed is. Amen. It's more important than coal, oil, and even fuel. Wow. A seed. Who would have thought? Right? It's amazing. I know I'm happy. I don't know if you are, but I was happy to find that out. Okay. All right. So let's switch gears here a little bit, because I want to bring some things together. We all know, or most of us know, who've been in the faith for a little while, that the natural complements the supernatural, and they entwine. Amen? Amen? So I want to bring the seeds in here with the supernatural and the natural. Bring them together and talk about the seeds. And I did bring some seeds with me, since Nicole did some seeds the other week. I thought I needed to bring some seeds as well. We're not in competition of any kind. But let me see here. What is that?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Somebody likes watermelon. What do we got here?
Corn.
Corn. And Ella. What's that?
Green beans.
Nope. Sugar daddy peas.
Sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy peas. Sugar daddy peas. So, you know what, guys? I said the same thing when I looked at these right here. But you know what? That is not a watermelon. This is not sugar daddy peas. And this is not corn. This is a picture of corn, sugar daddy peas, and watermelon. In this packet, it has the potential to become watermelon, corn, and sugar daddy peas. I like the way that. What? Look at that. We got some sugar daddy. That's beans. That ain't peas. Jeez. I'm like, man, I'm going to preach out off that. So in the packet, it has potential. If you do what the packet says, then you will have watermelon, corn, and sugar daddy peas.
That's a good variety.
If you do what it says. Now, there's something else on this packet that I thought, hallelujah, I was about to shout. If I can find it, I want to let you read this. John, on the front of this, what does it say right there?
Days to maturity, 65.
Days to maturity, 65. What does it say right there on the top of that one?
90.
Days to maturity, 90. And off the back of this one, it says 65 days to harvest. Are you ready to shout, y'all? On the back of every packet is a prophecy. Letting you know that if you do what it says, you're going to have a harvest at a certain amount of time. Yep. Come on, hallelujah. It's right here. It's right here. The directions on how to do it, how long it's going to take for the harvest to come, is all right here. To have watermelon, corn, and sugar daddy peas. Praise the Lord. That's a physical thing. It can really happen if you do what the packet says. Are you with me? Okay, hallelujah. It has the potential. Praise God. Now, I have some other things here. We'll see if you guys can figure this out. You guys are pretty smart this morning. What do I have here? What do we got? Thank you. A picture of a car. It's not a car. But you guys are getting it. What do I have here? A picture of a baby. It was upside down, was he? Sorry, little guy. Okay, there we go. What do we have here? A picture of health? A picture of a word. Picture of a house? Picture of Mr. Bean, somebody said. A picture of a single man. Picture of a single man. Now, in here contains promises and prophecies of how to obtain the car, the dream home, your health, a baby, healing, peace, whatever you want. This, if you do what this says, you will get those things right there. Just like if you do what the sugar daddy peas, the corn, and the watermelon says to do, you're going to get corn, watermelon, and sugar daddy peas. Are you with me? You understand? Okay, all right, good. I want to make sure everybody's okay and see what's going on here. Because here's the thing. I don't know about you. I just don't want a picture of health. I want to live in health. I don't want just a picture of a car. I want to drive one. I don't just want a picture of corn. I want to eat some corn. Amen? And if we do what the Bible says to do, we will have the things and the promises that God says that we can have. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise. To get those things, you have to plant the seeds to get them. Just like you have to plant seeds here, you have to plant seeds to get these things as well. No different. No different. And here's the other thing. You can't ask God for something that you haven't even planted a seed for.
Amen. Amen.
Now I let that sink in. You can't say, God, I want this. And you've done nothing to do. You've not followed the instructions to get it done. I want sugar daddy peas. And you can say it all day long. That sounds funny, sugar daddy peas. You can say it all day long. I want sugar daddy peas. But until you open it up and put it in the soil, you're never having sugar daddy peas. Sowing the seed for anything you want has to happen first. It'd be like you see this girl, you've been watching her for weeks, and you go up to her and said, you're going to marry me. She's going to be like, what? I don't even know you. I've not dated you. You haven't planted seeds for me. You haven't taken me out to dinner. You don't, and you, what? I don't know you. Get thee behind me. You want the harvest before you do anything? No, sorry. It doesn't work that way. And it doesn't work that way in the kingdom either. We have to sow a seed, plant a seed before we're going to get a harvest. I thought of a story. A while back here, about 2 years ago now, maybe three years ago, I get in my garage and there's a tire. My tire was flat. And I'm like, oh, man, great. Thank God I got an air compressor in the garage. So I get the thing over there, I pump up the tire, and I go take it to a tire store. And I said, hey, guys, yeah, I got a tire. It's flat. It just keeps going down on me. You know, can you fix it? And they said, oh, we'll take a look at it. So they took the car in. They fixed the tire and came back out. And I went up to the register. I said, well, how much is it? It's free. A what? Yeah, it's free. Well, and then here, it was a big nail. I said, oh, it's free? Yeah, we don't charge for fixing tires. You don't? I was shocked. And you know what? They got my business. From that day forward, they got my business. And since then, in 3 years, I've probably given them, with my daughter's car and my other kids' cars and our cars, $3,500. They have got $3,500 of my money because of the one free seed tire repair that they gave me. And I tell everybody that talks to me, you need to go here to get your tire fixed. You need to go here to get, yeah, and there was somebody the other day came up to me. I got a tire, I got some. Oh, that was you, Quentin. You got a hole in your tire. And he said, Dad, I'm going to have to go fix the tire. And how much? I said, dude, go take it up here. They'll fix it for free. And they did, because I went up there a little later and I talked to the guy. He said, yeah, your son was in here. And they fixed the tire for absolutely free. So they want a business. They want a huge business. They want all kinds of business to sell tires. And what do? They sow seeds of fixing flat tires for free so they can get a harvest. Wow. Brilliant. Brilliant. I looked up on the website, and it says here that one of the goals is to surprise customers with unexpected benefits like free tire repair. Wow. That's awesome. And that meant a lot to me. And they got my business because of the seed that they sowed. Listen, someone planted a seed so you could sit in that pew this morning. Mm-hmm. Someone sowed a seed so people around the world could hear the gospel through PDM. And Pastor Rick just got back, and we found out that 58,000 people gave their life to Christ last week through PDM Ministries. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he's tired. I know you're tired. I know what them flights are like. How they put us back there with the chickens and the eggs, man. Jeez, it's crazy. How many of you enjoyed that corn? You got it Aqua Grande last week. Got it out of that truck out there. Wow, that was some fantastic corn. Listen, someone sowed the seeds for that corn. Someone went out there and dug up all the ground and tilled it properly. Someone had to put that seed in the ground. Someone picked it all for you and put it in that truck. And of course, we got to enjoy the law of surplus, or the harvest of those seeds. Thank God for it. I went home. Nobody was at home. I said, praise God. I boiled me four of them and ate all four of them. It was so good. By myself. It was nice. So you reap what others have sown as well. We always reap what others have sown. Boy, if only our kids could figure that out, right? Are you kidding me? My kids ain't got a clue what we was raised in, how rough it was for us. Because we have sown seeds so they can have a better harvest. But that's what the Bible says to do. All right. If I only want the watermelon seed in the ground, but I drop a couple seeds of corn by accident, it's going to grow both. See, we don't realize that our soil, our heart, doesn't care what gets planted in it. It's going to grow whatever is seeded. Like I said, if you plant a watermelon seed and a couple corn comes in, it's going to grow both. How many of you guys have went down I-75 and you see a whole field of beans and you see lots of corn stalks in the middle of the beans, right? That soil didn't get the memo. It's only beans this year. No corn at all. The soil of our heart doesn't matter what you plant in it, it's going to grow whatever you plant in it. Hallelujah. Last year there was in the church garden, there were some tomatoes also growing in the middle of the corn. And I remember that. I was like, look at all these tomato plants in the middle of the corn. What's going on? This ground is confused. It doesn't care what's planted. It's going to grow whatever you put in it. Hallelujah. So if you want to get out of debt, you need to sow a seed. Mm-hmm. You want your needs met? You need to sow a tithe and quit robbing God. Just as Pastor Rick said this morning. I heard somebody say, I can't remember where it was, debt, D-E-B-T, doing everything but tithing. I thought, wow, you try to get out of debt by doing this, but yet you don't get the harvest because you don't do this. I don't understand. It's simple. Do what it says to do, and you will receive what it says you can have. Amen. You tithe, your needs are met. It's that simple. Come on, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. That's right. You want your business to grow? You want to start a business? You sow a seed. You want to harvest? You first sow a seed. Now, you all know the story of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that Jesus prayed over, and thousands of people were able to eat, and then they had 12 full baskets after that. Well, I'm reading that story, and I really wished that God would have allowed more to be put in that story, because I really want to know the I like details, and I'm not a woman, but I like some details, okay? But I like details, and it's like, okay, so did Peter, because, you know, Peter was brash, did he go up and said, thanks, boy, bam, and grab his lunch? And he leaves in there and he's crying? Did he go up and say, here's 2 denarii, give me that lunch, boy, the master needs it? Nope. We don't know. We don't know if he grabbed it from him. We don't know if he paid him for the lunch. Or we don't know if he went up and said, hey, the master over here needs this, and would you be willing to give your lunch? To give your lunch up for us. No, I would hope that that's what happened. But after everybody was full, after he sowed that seed of loaves and fishes, in the end, 12 baskets were brought up. Everybody got their fill. Now, I don't know if you guys have been around 5,000 people, and it was probably more like 10,000. And Pastor Rick and I have been around 10,000 people. I can't imagine setting them down and feeding 10,000 people until they're completely full. Who knows how long that took? And then now, Jesus says, go and grab all the scraps. Are you kidding me? Okay, let's get the baskets, boys. The field had to be a lot bigger than this, way bigger than this. You're gonna get all the scraps? And they got 12 baskets? I am hoping that either Jesus or one of the disciples said, here, boy, thank you for the seed. Here's 12 basketfuls of loaves and fishes. Go to the market and sell it and make some money. Or here, take it all home and eat up with your family. I know something happened because we know who Jesus is. Amen. We'll never know what that boy got back until we get to heaven, and we can ask him, I guess, if he's there. Hope he's there. But I guarantee you, he got a harvest somehow for that seed that he sowed. You sow a seed if you want a harvest. And that's the bottom line. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I saying something this morning? Yes. Okay, all right. We use our faith by sowing financial seeds, but we also use our faith by using our words as seeds. So we went through the physical and financial part of supernatural, earthly part of sowing seeds. But now let's talk about using our words as seeds. In Mark chapter 4, verse 30 and 32, or 30 through 32, it says this. Then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. What Jesus is saying there is that the little seed is able to do big things. A little seed can do big things. And Matthew, turn to Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. It says, Jesus said to them, if you have faith as a mustard seed, which we just read, it's the smallest seed in the world, in the earth, in the world. If you have that type of faith as a mustard seed, you will what?
Say
to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Jesus tied our faith again to a seed. Tied our faith to a seed, the smallest seed on earth. Now, we have all heard that words are powerful seeds. If we believe what we say, if we dwell on them, they will take root. They will take root. They can grow and become what we are saying. Good or bad, the soil doesn't differentiate, like I said, between good or bad seeds. It will grow them both. Look at Proverbs chapter 18, 20 and 21. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Now, this is a spiritual statement. It's not a physical statement. And we can see that by the next verse, because it says, death and what? Life are in the power of our tongues. That verse is saying, whatever you say, you are going to get. Simply that. Whatever words you plant, it's going to grow, whether they're good or bad, death or life. The soil is going to do its job because it doesn't know what kind of seeds are going in it, and it doesn't care. Okay, so I have a bowl here. I used Nicole's bowl last week. It's a bowl of soil. There's soil in here. I'm not going to make a mess like she did the other week. So I have a seed here in my pocket. Let's see. All right. Okay. Now, let's just say that this is our heart. Okay. Now, let's just say that we got hurt by someone in our past. Just somebody hurt us really bad. And it's ate us up our whole life. We come into a service like this. We hear that there's freedom. We hear that Jesus wants to heal us. He wants to set us free from our pain and our hurt. And so we say, you know what, Lord? I don't want this pain anymore. I don't want this hurt anymore. You know what they did, but I need to forgive them. So I forgive them right now. I just planted a seed in the soil with my mouth. How do you water that seed? With praise and thanksgiving. God, I thank you that I've been set free. When I sowed that seed, Lord, I am free. Oh, my mind, the torment that I've had, I'm free. The hurt and pain, it's gone in the name of Jesus. I've been set free, God. I thank you that you're my vindicator, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I pray for that person, God. I ask that you save them and then kill them, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Father. God, I bless them right now. Everywhere they put their foot shall be blessed. Wow. You're setting yourself free. But, and I hate that word sometimes. When your friend calls you and they heard that name and they're like, now, Betty, I heard you say that name. Can you believe she still did that to you? I still can't believe she did. She was your best friend. And she did that to you. Man, what are you going to do about it? And the minute you start thinking about it and say, you know what? Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to think of something. You just took that seed out of that soil. And you planted a bad seed. What you just spent 2 weeks growing inside, you ripped it out because of your words. You come up front, something's wrong with your back. God, I thank God that I need my back prayed for. Your back gets prayed for. Hallelujah, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Bam, you plant a seed. You water that seed with praise and thanksgiving. God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God I can do what I could not do. Oh God, hallelujah, by your stripes I have been set free. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. You water that seed with praise and thanksgiving. You pray in the Holy Ghost, thanking God that you're healed, set free, and delivered. But then one day, all of a sudden, a pain comes out of nowhere. And your wife comes in the room, and she said, "Honey, are you okay?" "I don't know. I hope so. I don't really know. Man, this pain came back, and man, I think I'm going to have to go to the doctor. I don't think that it took." Well, you just uprooted that seed. That's pretty close too. And you planted a bad, no MBA for me. And you planted a bad seed. And now your heart, that soil is going to grow that. How many things have we planted the right way that we've uprooted over the years? Amen. It was working. Listen. 68 days before a harvest. When you plant this, you're not going to see what's happening for a while. And if every time, other day you go and you dig it up, it's never going to grow. It's never going to grow. Again, that's why we use our faith by speaking things. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Listen, Psalms 147 verse 3 says, "God, I thank you that right now you have healed my broken heart and have bound up my wounds." You plant those seeds and you stick to it no matter what the devil tries to do. No matter who he tries to bring your way for you to uproot that seed. You stick to those scriptures that you planted those seeds with and you don't move. You don't move no matter what. Keep praising those seeds, or keep using those seeds and thanking God for them through praise and worship that they're growing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to uproot our seeds. Proverbs 18:20, again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The devil will always try to hinder the seed that you sow or that God sows into your heart. Always. But most of the time, we hinder our own seeds we plant by our own doubt, our own unbelief, by our negative confessions and our attitudes. Right. We do it to ourselves. Right. We cannot be moved by what we see or don't see happening after we plant that seed of faith. And here again comes the word that I hate and I consider a cuss word. It's called process. Process. It takes process. The process will always be the process when you plant this seed in the soil. You can never speed up the process, but you can hinder the process. And you can hinder the process in your life as well by uprooting the seeds, by planting bad seeds. Amen. We have to let the process be the process. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Speaking life one day, speaking death the next day, doubting altogether next week, being insincere in your prayers. James 1, 7 and 8 says that that's a double-minded man or woman. Double-minded man or woman says, "For let not that man," I say woman, I put that in there too, of course, "suppose that he will receive anything from God. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Nothing is going to grow being a double-minded person. It will not grow. Now, look at 1 Peter 3:10. It says, "He who would love life." How many of you love life in here? Okay, all right. "And see good days." How many of you want to see good days? Okay, all right. Some of you raised your hand on see good days but not love life. I think they kind of go together, but Anyhow, okay. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his what? Tongue from evil. I didn't put this up on the board. Sorry, guys. I found this one just last night. Refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Well, if you love life and you want to see good days, then we're supposed to keep our mouth shut in speaking evil and our lips from speaking deceit. Man, that's not me talking, y'all. That's the Bible talking. God wants you and I to bear fruit, and that our fruit should remain according to John 15. He's not the one hindering the process, guys. We hinder the process. Now, I found this too, and I thought this was pretty cool. Where's my seed packet of corn? When I was looking at the root system of a corn, I was like, what? You're kidding. Do you know what comes out of the seed of corn first when it's planted into the soil? A radical. It's called a radical. I have a picture of it right there. It is a radical. It's the primary, the first primary root, and it grows down to anchor the seed and grabs the water and the minerals to help it grow. You know what? Some of y'all need to get radical. Amen. Some of y'all need to just get radical. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. When planting that seed of faith, dig into the word. Proclaim the promises, no matter who or what is trying to bring you doubt. Dig down in there. Water those seeds with praise and thanksgiving every single day. Get radical. Hallelujah. Water those seeds with God's promises, God's prophecies that he has given you. Remind God of his word. He said, do this. Remind me of my word, what I say that I will do for you. And believe that the power of his word will do what it says it will do in your life. Hallelujah. Praying in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Get radical. Come on. Hallelujah. That radical root stops anything. No matter how much wind comes, no matter how much rain comes, it goes down deep and holds that plant stable. Hallelujah. The word of God is our radical. Amen. And it will keep us stable no matter what comes our way. Hallelujah. Somebody say, get radical. Amen. Amen. Come on and mean it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Get radical. Hallelujah. If you're dealing with sin and you can't stop, it's time to get radical. You've dealt with it over and over and over and over, and it just seems to like keep bringing you down. Psalms 119:11 says this, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. The power is in God's word to keep us from falling into sin. But it can't keep you if the word is not in you. Right. If you're not radical about what this thing says, getting it inside deep, you're going to keep falling into sin over and over and over. Just like the seed can't do anything until it's put in the ground. Hallelujah. Maybe you can't move forward in your life because of people who have planted death seeds in your life. Yeah, I had some of those planted in my life. I remember early on when I was dating Nicole, people said that she was too good for me. Man, now wasn't that a lie from hell? Yeah, he's from the wrong side of the tracks. Look at those death seeds people were putting in my spirit. Yeah. Shoot, he's poor, he ain't got nothing. You're better than that. All kinds of stuff like that happen for people in the congregation. It's time to de-weed those bad seeds people have planted. Throw them out of your garden. Amen. Get rid of them. Amen. Get rid of them. That corn out there is good. It was really good, but a lot of it's small, if you noticed. Why? Because we didn't pick the weeds out from around the corn. Somebody was lazy. Us, I guess. We didn't have time. So it was great corn, but it was small because the weeds were this high. You want the best harvest you can get spiritually. De-weed all those bad seeds.
Amen.
Get rid of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I showed you just how important physical seeds are. And I hope you see that the seeds are just, that speaking the seeds are just as important, or if not more important. Sowing a seed for a harvest is important, but speaking by faith seeds is even more important. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by God speaking. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And again, we by faith understand that. That's too deep for my shallow mind. Did I just sow a bad seed into myself? I did, didn't I? Man, I thank God that I have a deep mind.
Yeah.
I'm harmalytical, philosophical, hermeneutical, and hermeneutical in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. God used words to create the world. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. He spoke it into existence. Let there be, let there be, let there be with his mouth. And it happened. It happened. Get radical. Clean the garden of your heart out. Plant new seeds of life from God's word. If God framed the world with his words, that means you are also framing your world by the seeds that come out of your mouth. You ought to write that one down. If God framed the world with his word, that means you and I are framing our world by the seeds that come out of our mouth. You can't be saying every time you have a fight with your wife that you want a divorce. Or I'm not sure this is going to work out. That's literally sowing a bad spiritual seed into your relationship. You can't do it. You can't let someone else frame your world with the seeds they put in your heart. I didn't care what they said. I love that girl, and I was going to marry her. I didn't care what those people said. I didn't let those people define me. Hallelujah. Jesus rebuked Peter because of what he said. And we have to be careful because we have the ability to frame someone else's world with the words that we speak into them as well. Let's plant good seeds, godly seeds, seeds of promise into each other, into other people's lives, into your life, into your businesses, into our church, into our kids, into our communities. Spread good seeds, guys, good seeds. The call to follow Jesus is a radical thing, and it calls for radical living. Living by faith, using our words, sowing seeds. Not everybody wants to do it. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody feels it. Nope, not everybody tithes. They hear the word every week, and they're still in debt because they're doing everything but tithing. John 12, I'm going to close. John 12, 24 through 26 says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there may my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him, my Father, will honor. Jesus is looking for us not to just carry our Bibles to church. He wants some radicals who will stand where nobody else will stand, or go where nobody else will go, who will stand against the flow of this culture and not be swept away with this woke society that we're in. None of it makes sense. So this is the deal. We only got through a little bit. There's so much more that I wanted to talk about today, but there's just too much. But if you today have never, ever receive Jesus as your personal Savior, and you want this Jesus, then I want you to raise your hand. If there's anybody here that says, man, you know what? I want what Jesus has for me. Then raise your hand and we're going to pray for you. Anybody here at all? Anybody at all? Everybody in here saved, sanctified, set apart for his work. Everybody is okay. All right. If the rapture came right now, I want to be able to look back in the cloud, make sure all these seats are empty. And if not, this place is yours. You can have it. And my house too. My key is under the mat. You can go there and you can have that as well. Hey! Hey, brother.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Anybody else this morning? Say, hey, man, I want Jesus. I'm tired of being who I am. I want what he has for me. I want his promises. Anybody else at all? Okay. Say, bro, what's your name?
Austin.
Austin, Austin. Pastor Ain, it's good to meet you this morning.
Good to meet you.
All right, you want to just pray with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, just repeat after me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash them away.
Wash them away.
As far as the east is from the west.
As far as the east is from the west.
And never remember them again.
Never remember them again.
I am saved.
I am saved.
I am yours.
I am yours.
From this day on.
From this day on.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, give Austin a round of applause, guys. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Austin, welcome to the family, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Listen, we're all a family of God.
Yes, sir.
You know, we all fail. We all make mistakes, but we're here to help each other. And we're here to lift each other up.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is just the beginning.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's a plan for you. God has one. And we're here to help you with it. Okay, my man?
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. This
Thank
is the first
God
step to knowing God. Hallelujah. Finding freedom. Discover your purpose and make a difference. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. There's so much more to talk about. Listen, God created seed on the third day. We just saw that, right? You can stand up. Stand up. Fine, stand up. God created seed on the third day. Jesus was the seed for humanity. And on the third day, we got a harvest. And right there was part of the harvest that just came in right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God answers prayer and he honors our seed sowing. If we will plant God's word in our hearts, it will produce what he promised. Just like if you put this in the ground, it will produce what it promises. All the prophecies and promises are for us. For us. But we got to change some things. We got to change some speech. We got to uproot some stuff this morning. Prayer team, come on down here. I really felt in my spirit, if you have dealt with seeds that people have put in you that are bad, that have tore you up over the years, you just can't seem to just make it to the next step because those things that maybe your parents said, your friends said, your ex-girlfriend or whatever said to you, they just keep eating you up. God wants to free you from those things today and right now. So if that's you, when we pray, I want you to come up here and these guys are going to lay hands on you and you're going to be set free from those death seeds that are in your heart. You're going to pluck them out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're going to begin to grow the way God wants you and I to grow in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the deal, guys. If you sow a thought, and most of you have heard this, you'll reap an act. I'm going to do this. I'm thinking about doing this. You'll eventually do it. You'll eventually do it. You sow a thought, you'll reap an act. When you sow an act, you'll reap a habit. So you continue to do what you're thinking, it's going to become something that you do all the time. And when you sow a habit, then you reap a character. It becomes who you are now. It gets serious. And then when you sow a character, you reap a destiny. You want to keep doing this, 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 and this? And a lot of you have amazing testimonies because you kept sowing this and this and this and this, and you've reaped a destiny that you did not want. And that's why Jesus became a part of your life. I want out of that. Sowing and reaping. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you so much for your congregation, your people. God, there's such a sweet spirit in this place, God. I thank you, Father, for ministering to people today. That God, as they come forward, Lord God, for those seeds, those bad seeds to be ripped out of their garden. Hallelujah, God, that you are setting them free in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for that right now. Hallelujah, be set free in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Father, for anyone here that is in pain, that's sick in their body, God, that you touch them right now where they are. Hallelujah, healing take place in their minds. Hallelujah, in their thought life. Lord God, physically, Lord God, hallelujah. Healing just take place right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for healing. Healing, 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 Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you bless our congregation today as they go their way, Lord Jesus. I thank you for people that they will be able to minister to this week that will be adding to the kingdom, God, this week. I thank you for blessing them, promoting them this whole week in the name of Jesus. I thank you for safety. I thank you for health in all of their lives, in their bodies, in their family's life as well, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Wednesday night is ice cream social night. So bring a friend, come out. We're going to have a great time. We love you guys, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.